In the early 2000s, Dave Hartley was just another young musician playing guitar and bass in a handful of Philadelphia bands.
If you had asked me which band will you be playing in 2022, I don't think I would have said The War on Drugs, but only because all the other bands I was in, we were explicitly trying to quote unquote make it and get signed.
As the War on Drugs toured and built a national following, Hartley made friends with several luminaries of the Asheville music scene. Making a home here never crossed his mind until he and his wife began thinking of raising a family.
I just felt this need for seclusion or the idea of a safe place. I'm just like very paranoid, very proactive. You know, I think that comes from a place of love.
Hartley's calling to move to Asheville is all over the lyrical content of Moonshine, his new solo album and fourth under the name Nightlands. Like Hartley's previous expressions as Nightlands, the music doesn't resemble anything you would hear in The War on Drugs. While there's nothing cryptic about Hartley's lyrics, he drenches them in layered vocals over a bed of floating bass and keyboards. The album is part personal journey, part meditation.
I think my compulsion to make my own music might not have happened if what's in me wasn't so different from what's in The War on Drugs or these other bands that I was in. Do I have anything to say musically? I wanted to see about that, and I feel like I'm still finding that.
Along with the bevy of instruments you'd expect to see, Hartley's home studio is adorned with a life-size cutout of Michael Jordan, a painting of the Blue Angels in flying formation, a Grammy Award trophy, a framed scoreboard from a classic pinball machine, and an old publicity photo of his father, who was also a musician. Hartley grew up in Maryland, moved to the Virgin Islands after college, and settled in Philadelphia when he decided to lean into music. He credits the War on Drugs co-founder Adam Granduciel with modeling what Hartley calls radical artistry. That influence inspired Hartley to create Nightlands.
There's a real causality to meeting Adam, seeing the way he operates on such a deep level of artistry, and then digesting that for a few years and then being like, oh, I want to try this. Not in any similar way artistically, but sort of like, I want to try to find what's in me.
From the beginnings of Nightlands, Hartley wanted to reach beyond the commonality of harmonized vocals as a support for the lead vocal to the notion of a group of voices as the lead vocal.
I do feel like I have like a thesis where I'm like trying to explore the like boundaries of vocal layering. And I don't feel like anybody else is really doing it in the same way that I am.
Hartley also uses Nightlands as a palette for expressing his challenges with mental health. He went so far in his first album to sampling a phone message from his therapist. His new album, Moonshine, reflects his struggles in the early run of the pandemic.
This record is probably the first album where I'm trying to like struggle with what it means to bring a life into this world and then be tasked with protecting it and providing for it when that's not really possible, when the world is beyond saving, as it feels sometimes. But also trying to rationalize that it's still worth doing to raise a child the right way.
Calls of loneliness and a desperation to keep his young family safe are laced throughout the lyrics, but Hartley said none of that was premeditated.
The idea of like sitting down with a piece of paper and a pen and being like, let's write some really profound lyrics. For me, if I ever do that, it's just gonna be bad.
While Hartley earns his living whenever he's on tour with The War on Drugs, he intends to keep Nightlands strictly as a studio exploration. I'm Matt Pikin, BPR News.